socio-economic and development analyst who's also the Dufia of Abuja, Pota Togbichali, has commended governments of the Fourth Republic for the role they played in the development of the country, speaking to Radio Ghana on accusations of lack of development projects in the Volta region. Togbichali said his community is receiving a fair share of development in terms of infrastructure. He said others see the transformation taking place in Ghana differently, stressing that no single government can do it all alone during its four-year tenure.
It's a very broad topic if you mention development. So I think the aspect that I'm concentrating on to look at is the socioeconomic aspect of our people.
Recently, during the visit of the opposition leader Nana Akufo-Addo to your region, there was this outcry from the youth that the government has failed them, they have no jobs, and so they are getting disillusioned. How do you explain this?
Whether it's a reaction or affirmation, I can only say that the same crowd, when President John Mahama enters the same community in the Volta region, they will all come around and be singing praises, you are doing well here and there. So some of these things are politically motivated. I know definitely one government cannot do all things within its time of office. But that also doesn't mean that the government has done everything for the people. No matter how, the government is on course. From the time of the Fourth Republic, if you want to go political way, you can argue the government hasn't done well. But as a chief custodian of tradition, we sit down there and then see the thing fairly. All the government that have operated in this Fourth Republic deserve commendation. They've done very well compared to other countries, even close to Ghana. Just that, relatively, the finances sourced into the country through loan or grants or whatever, we can also use that to measure vis-a-vis the development that are on the ground. If you take the current government, for instance, from the angle where I am serving the people as a traditional ruler, I can say something that will be different from where another chief is also sitting, depending on how the development is attracted into the area.
So what development can you pinpoint specifically in your area?
I'm Dufia of Abuja, Pota, and I'm the district director of social welfare and community development at Agotim Ezofe, Kwetwe. I know recently the ICT center was commissioned at Kwetwe. And I know at Kwetwe, their water systems are not all that effective. So now the communication ministry came in recently to assess a problem that has been affecting the people at Kwetwe. It's about the reception of all the mobile networks. In Kwetwe, when you speak on phone, you have to pay international rate. So they are on course working on that. Come to my town. It depends on how I also go around to lobby the development in or to go after the development. As a chief, we don't always wait for the government to bring the development. You as a chief must know the need of your people and change the development. So right now, the MP of the area, in his fair share of the cake, was able to put up a massive 6-unit teacher's bungalow. Within just 6 months, it's been completed, not even yet commissioned.
What is the name of that MP?
Emmanuel Bejura of Ho West.
On the declaration of the first Saturday of every month as National Sanitation Day, Togbichali said he has an issue with the planning of the day. He suggested that the third Saturday of every month will be better, if not ideal.
The National Sanitation is one of the best things that could ever happen to Ghana because sanitation issues are bothering us a lot and time to time, cholera and other things. So this exercise that was really put in place to educate our people, sensitize them and then galvanize them towards sanitation cleanliness is supposed to be initiated from the people based on the level of education they have gotten. But there's other thing which is most important. That's the day that was fixed for the national sanitation exercise. According to the schedule, it is the first Saturday in every month. I wonder if the Ministry of Local Government then went around the country to consult the traditional opinions before setting the day. It is already in Ghana that first Saturdays in every month, even sometimes the second Saturdays, funerals are all over the country. And the tradition of Ghanaians, they don't leave their dead body and go and do any other thing. It's like one of the most important things to us. We pay last respect to our lost ones, and Ghanaian will not leave the burial of the colleague or the family and be going to the street to do cleaning. So on the same street in Accra, cleaning exercise going on by 2-3 people, then you can see 1,000 or 3,000 people gathering for funeral. So it's losing its patronage. They have finished the 10th region. We can only see a lot of musicians and officials going to sleep overnight in that regional capital and descend heavily onto the street of that region, while the rest of the country are into other things, not into the exercise. I think we have to the day other than the first Saturday. If you look at the calendar, first Saturday, some used to fall on the first. So people still schedule their activities onto the 8th, which could be the other Saturday, the second Saturday. So the best general day, or the better day that I'm thinking can let the thing succeed, is the third Saturday. Because the fourth Saturday can also be close to the end of the month. So the third Saturday are relatively free than all the other Saturdays, looking at our social engagement in Ghana.